From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The latest North Korean missile launch will be front and center before the United Nations. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting on North Korea's latest missile test at the request of the United States and Japan. A closed meeting will take place at 4 p.m. New York time today. South Korean and Japanese officials said one ballistic missile fired Wednesday landed near Japan's territorial waters. U.S. officials said initial indications were that a second missile exploded immediately after launch. Britain's Deputy UN Ambassador Peter Wilson said this was the first time a North Korean missile did land in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He said, "I think this is something the Council should take extremely seriously. This is a clear violation of Security Council resolutions." UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said the test seriously undermined regional peace and stability. An Emirates Airlines flight from India with 300 people on board crash-landed at Dubai's main airport Wednesday, sending black smoke billowing into the air and halting all flights at the Middle East's busiest airport. A firefighter died while responding to the blaze, but none of the passengers or crew on board were killed. The accident was the most serious ever for Emirates, which has grown at a breakneck pace over the past three decades and turned its hometown of Dubai into a major long-haul international air hub. It was the second major disaster for a Dubai government-backed airline in less than 5 months. Speaking to reporters, the Emirates Group CEO said 10 people were hospitalized after the incident, but stressed all passengers were safely evacuated before the plane was engulfed in fire. VOA News. Fighting continued around Aleppo Wednesday as Syrian government forces used rocket-propelled grenades and tanks to try and dislodge the opposition. A video released by the government-controlled Syrian Central Military Media shows the fighting in Al-Ramusa and in the 1070 region of Aleppo, including footage of a rebel fighter trying to escape under fire. Fighting has intensified around Aleppo and its neighboring provinces in recent days after the government sealed off the final route into rebel-controlled neighborhoods of the city. The United Nations said the encirclement of rebel-held areas of deeply divided Aleppo traps nearly 300,000 residents, making it the largest besieged area in war-torn Syria. The Italian government is ready to positively evaluate any request for airbase or airspace use in the U.S. airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Libya if that would yield a more rapid and effective end to the campaign. That according to Italy's defense minister, Roberto Pignotti. The minister spoke in response to questions in the Chamber of Deputies about the airstrikes, which began earlier this week. Aides and campaign staffers of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump are becoming increasingly frustrated by his seeming inability to stick to a coherent message and strategy. That according to media sources quoting people close to the campaign. Reports say campaign staffers are upset over a series of missteps and controversies by the Republican standard bearer, including Trump's continuous battle with Qasir Khan, the Muslim father whose son was killed in Iraq in 2004, and comments during an interview Tuesday with the Washington Post newspaper in which he said he will not endorse two leading Republican lawmakers, House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and Arizona Senator John McCain, in their reelection bids. President Barack Obama took the unprecedented step of a sitting president denouncing a presidential candidate, Trump, when he said this yesterday.
I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it.
Trump tweeted in response that Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States. The most decorated athlete in Olympic history will carry the United States flag during the opening ceremony for the Rio Games. Michael Phelps was selected in a vote by members of the U.S. Olympic team. That decision announced Wednesday morning. Phelps says he's humbled by the significance of carrying the flag and all that it stands for. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.